Hello, each and everyone. The subject for tonight is Christian living. I'd like to read a verse from Philippians 1:27. Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Christian living is especially important. It means not only the talk of the lips, though it included that, but it took in the entire behavior. Believers should live in such a way that they become a credit to Christianity. And their testimony must be echoed in their church and in their community. Dr. Ironside writes, in this regard, the apostle's exhortation is to the effect that the whole manner of the life of God's people should be in accordance with the gospel of Christ. True. If one accepts the truth of the gospel, belief should result in living. Knowledge is important, but knowledge should normally produce conduct. Doctrine is also very essential, very important, but doctrine should mean duty and radiant living. Paul, here inspired by the Holy Spirit, informs us that the believer's assignment on earth consists not only of knowledge and doctrine, but by living. To live a life worthy of the gospel invites trials, opposition from the enemy. And during this shorter journey, every true Christian must experience attacks by the adversary. Paul warns the Christians everywhere that if you decide to live a Christian life, you are to go through trials and hardships. We should not be terrified nor intimidated by the devil, but to stand united in the face of this enemy, knowing that we are not alone in this battle. We have the greatest power fighting with our numbers with secured victory. Jesus, just remember the voice of the Lord saying in Exodus 14:13, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. The Christian life is a fight all along, and we should not be disturbed and bewildered because of it. Pharaoh's army might be in pursuit, but they will not get near us. They are destined to perish in the Red Sea while God's children walk victorious on their way to the Promised Land. Someone said, yes, the Christian life is a downright wrestling match, not with human beings, our size and weight, flesh and blood, which we might encompass, but we wrestle against principalities and powers, against the world rulers of the darkness, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavens. And we are forewarned that the afflictions we face lead to victory and to the glory of God. Suffering is part of this journey, but we have the assurance that in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Amen. We have His comforting words found in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18. For in that he, meaning Christ, himself has suffered being tested, and he is able to help them that are tested. Amen. How many times we have read and got comforted by 1 Corinthians 10:13. I'll read it just to remind you, and hopefully it will comfort many of us tonight. No temptation has overtaken you, but such is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also. That you may be able to endure it. Dr. Ironside comments on this. A holy Christian is able to live a Christian life, rejoicing, even passing through the deepest affliction, having the joy of the Lord, which is the strength to those who walk in communion with their Savior. Victorious Christian living requires consistency, friends, and consistency in everything we do. The heart should be satisfied and well-tuned to God's wavelengths. The conduct should be beyond reproach, and the mindset to things above. This will show in our conduct to love one another, to live in harmony with God's word, and to acquire full understanding of God's truth, encouraging new converts. We then set the example to the people around us by truly living in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Christian living, friends, also requires giving of self. It requires sacrifice and putting others first. Isn't what the Lord did? And He taught us. Our godly conduct is measured by our ability to serve as our Master served. Someone wrote, "The world measures a man's greatness by the number who serve him. Heaven's yardstick measures a man by the number who are served by him." And this is Christian life at its best. Bill MacDonald said, and I conclude with that, Christians should be Christ-like. Citizens of heaven should behave accordingly. We should be in practice what we are in position. Lord, help us to conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. And may God richly bless you. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.